yesterday we left off in the middle of the Tosfos. And Daf Gimel on the days they Maschah Ba'ailei Lepuyei, that they knocked down the shul because Chazal made Teyuha. They had no choice. It was dangerous. It was condemned. And then the Rav in the city, Rav Ashi, I think it was, he was afraid that there may be poshea, so he personally slept in that location the whole time till the whole shul was completed, until the drain pipes, everything was finished, including the drain pipes. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. The makom where the Beis HaKnesses was retains its kedusha, even though they knocked down the walls. If the goyim come, they destroy a shul, or the goyim come and they destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So then there are opinions in the Rishonim that the Churban is Mevatel the Kedusha. That's a pasuk in Navi. Bo bo pritz in the Chilalu. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that at the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash there was tons of money in the Beis HaMikdash that was all Hekdash, Roman coins. And then after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Roman soldiers took all the money and they used it for their own purposes. So the Shaila was, is anyone allowed to use those type of coins anywhere in the world? Maybe this is the money from the Beis HaMikdash. It's a taruvus. There are dollar bills, there are Roman dollar bills, and this can be the dollar bills from the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, it's okay, ubo ba pitzim v'chilulu. Once the goyim came and they took over the money, or they took over the mizbeach, they had to make a new mizbeach because the goyim used the mizbeach for avodah zarah purposes. So when the chashmonaim came in, they had to make a new mizbeach. They had to make a new menorah also. They had to make a new mizbeach because the old mizbeach was used for avodah zarah purposes. Why do you mean the mizbeach didn't belong to the yavanim? What right do they have to designate it as a Shamshi Avodah Zarah? It's not theirs. So the Gemara says, no, that's the pasuk. The Ramban learns Pshat. When the goyim come and they destroy the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mevat L'Kedusha. The Ramban paskens l'alocha like that. That the Mokam HaMikdash is like Kitchel L'Asi L'Olay. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud, puts together the discussion whether the Mokam HaMikdash still retains Kedusha after the Churban HaBayis, whether Eretz Yisrael retains the Kedusha after the Churban of the Medina, when the Romans took over the whole Eretz Yisrael, or the Churban Bais Rishon, when the Babylonian soldiers took over the whole Eretz Yisrael. So these say the Kedusha Sa'aret still retains during the 7 years of Golus Babel, and after the Churban, after Bais Sheni was destroyed, the Romans took over the whole country. So they're two different topics that may not necessarily be totally zebizet, whether Kedusha Sa'aret is Kitchel Osi Lovai, and whether Kedusha HaMikdash is Kitchel also, like Marin Megillah puts the two together interchangeably. That if you hold Kitchel Asi Lava on the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kitchel Asi Lava on Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Tosfos there quotes Rab Chaim Cohen and Megillah Dafyu that there's room to distinguish between the two. So the Rambam distinguishes in the other direction. The Rambam says, even though during the 70 years of Golus Babel there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz, because the Kedusha Sa'aretz, the Kedusha Rishonim was created by the Kibush, when the Kibush Yeshua Ben Nun conquered, it took 7 Shekabshu, it took 7 years till they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, that says in Tanakh, and then it took 7 Shechilkur, it took another 7 years till they divided the land, and the Chalukah Sa'aretz was the Gemara of the Kibush. So basically, the Kadosh of Eretz Yisrael, the first time around, that's called Kedusha Rishonim. The Kadosh of Eretz Yisrael, the first time around, in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, was the Kibush. And kibush v'chiluk, the chiluk means the gemar ha-kibush. So the Rambam says, when Eretz Yisrael was taken away from the Jewish people, they undid the Babylonian armies, undid the kibush, so the whole kedusha disappeared. So for 70 years, Eretz Yisrael was lacking kedusha, didn't have kedusha sorts. So the Rambam says, that's only been again to kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But been again to kedusha HaMikdash, the Shechina was always there, and the kedusha from the days that Shlomo Melech built the first place HaMikdash, Makam HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is an extension of the Makam HaMikdash. Yid Kachm Kalim in Yerushalayim, that shows it has a lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. So the whole Kedusha HaMikdash is there from the days of Shlomo HaMelech. The Kedusha HaMikdash is Loi Batla. The Ramban holds just the opposite. that even though after the Churban Bayis Sheni we assume Kedusha Shniya of Eretz Yisrael is Labatla, but the Kedusha Hamikdash was Batla, just the opposite from the Rambam. Why? So the Ramban says because the Ramban the Mechames and Avodah Zarah says because of this pasuk, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes the pasuk of Bo'ba Pritz and Mechilu when the Goyim come and they use the Beis Hamikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes. So the Gemara says that when they get to the cash that was in the Beis Hamikdash, the money, the Roman coins that were there, that the Roman soldiers took it and they used it for their own purposes. Everything was Yotzei L'chulin. And the Gemara says in Menegeh to the Mizbech, what about the Mokam HaMikdash? What about the latitude and longitude? That location on the globe. So the Ramban says the location was also, the Kedusha was Batla. The Ravid also holds the Kedusha HaMikdash is Batla, but he gave a different explanation, totally different explanation. I think we spoke about it yesterday, no? The Ravid says, the Rabbi writes in Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis Abchiria, Deya Haya Ezra. Ezra knew from day number one that the Bayis Sheni was going to be Charev. So therefore, he was only Mekadosh Lamakam Lizman. He was only Mekadosh it for the period of time that the Bayis Sheni will last. And Yedeya Haya Shlomo, the Rabbi doesn't write that, but that's assumed. He holds like that also. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, they knew already in advance, when the days of the Chet HaMeraglim, that the Bayis will be Charev. So when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was Mekadosh Lamokim, it was only Mekadosh it Lizman. So after the 410 years were up, he didn't know how long it's going to last, but it was only Mekadosh it Kozman, the structure will remain. After the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, he never had a mind in the first place to be Mekadosh it. That's a chiddush that you can do such a thing, because the Gemara Nedarim has all this discussion that Kusha Lepaka Bechdi, it can't be Makdash HaBeimah just for a week. And then when the week comes to an end, the Kedusha disappears. Mark compares it to getting married for a year. That's a fellow who marries a girl. He says, Hariya Mukadash is like only for a year. At the end of the year, if we're happily married, I'll be Mukadash you again. But this Kedusha should only be lasting for a year. So the Mar said, there is no such thing. You can make Hefkelah's man. Let's say, I'm Afke my Gemara just for a year. And after the year is up, if no one took it, the Gemara goes back to me. I can make a kinyan azman. I sell you a gemara only for a year, and after the year is up, the gemara goes back to me. There's such a thing as kinyan azman, efkel azman. But is there such a thing as kedusha azman? The gemara says that there isn't. There is no such thing. So that's a problematic ravid. But the ravid and the Rambam both say the same halacha lamaisa, that even though after the churban hamedina, after the Romans took over, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash to throw for all of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael retained Kedusha, that's called Kedusha Shniya. Kedusha Rishayna was Aydei Yeshua Ben Nun. The Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz was Aydei Yeshua Ben Nun, that was accomplished with the Kibush Bechiluk, Shevesh HaKavsh, and Shevesh HaChilkum. And the Kedusha Shniya was accomplished by Ezra Nehemiah, and it wasn't Aydei Kibush, there was no Kibush at all. The first several centuries, there was no independent Jewish government. Eretz Yisrael was under the control of the Malchi Madayu Paras. Then when the Hashmonai made their revolution, that was 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. So that's when that's when there was a kibbush. That's when there was a Jewish government. But the first several centuries, there was no kibbush in the Bayis Sheni period. So the Rambam Paskin, that's how most assume that the Kedusha Rishonah was Batla. So for 7 years of Golas Bavel, Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha, but the Kedusha Shniyah was like Batla of Eretz Yisrael. But what about Kedusha HaMikdash? So the Ravid and the Ramban both hold that the Kedusha Shniyah was also Batla. Kedusha Rishonah was Batla after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and Kedusha Shniyah was Batla. And the Rambam was not so. The Rambam holds that Kedusha HaMikdash is still there from the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Kedusha HaMikdash depends on the Shechina, and the Shechina is there the whole time. Shechina wasn't affected. So the Ramban and the Ravid both say the same bottom line, that there's no, the Mokam HaMikdash does not have Kedusha, but for two different reasons. The Ramban says, because the Pasuk of Bo'ba Pritz and Mechilu, the Gemara says, when the Goyim stole the money in the Beis HaMikdash, they used it for their own purposes. It was Yotzei L'chulin, there's no longer a Din of Me'ilo. And the Gemara says when the Yevonim used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes before the Hashmonaim took over, when they used it for Avodah Zarah, there was no Isha then on the Mosad Dovah Shein Shaloi, because of Boba Pritzim Achilalu. Once they use the Mizbeh for secular purposes, not for the Zara purposes, of Boba Pritzim Achilalu, so it's Yotze Lechulin, and then it did belong to them. Once the Yotze Lechulin, they have a right to do whatever they want, and then they designate it as a Mizbeh Shalav or the Zara. And the Raivet holds the same, but for a totally different reason. The Raivet holds from day number one, when Shlomo Melech was Mekadosh, he knew that Bais was also Lehechoev, so it was only Mekadosh it was man. And then when Ezra Nehemiah built the second Beis HaMikdash, they knew that by the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be Chorev, because Shlomo Melech said, "Imchaim lohi nivna lehatiris kesef." We spoke about it yesterday, no? I think so. So they say the same halacha l'maisa, but for a totally different explanation. Yeah. So here, if it's many Rishonim Acharonim have like this, if the goyim tam and they destroy a shul, so there's room to say also bo ba pritzi mechilulu, just like when the goyim come and they destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so the Ramban holds that that's mafkir the kedushas Beis Hamikdash. So there's room to say that the same applies to a Beis HaKnesses. If the goyim come and they destroy, they defile a shul, so the shul no longer the shul loses its kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But over here, no one destroyed the shul. Rav Ashi knocked down the walls, planning to rebuild everything because it was chazav beit yua, because it wasn't safe to daven there. The structure wasn't safe, so it wasn't chorev. It wasn't chorev. So it still had kedusha space haknesses. That's Tesis kasha. How is Rav Ashi permitted to sleep there? The Gemara says in Megillah, all the dinim at Megillah, you're not allowed to sleep in the shul. Lo shina saroi, v'lo shina skeva. So Tosfos gave an answer. Maybe it's in a room next to the shul. They gave another answer. Maybe Batek Nosir Shabbavol Al Tanai Hey Masuim. There were two opinions in Tosfos whether Al Tanai means even Bibin Yonam, even when the shul is standing, you have a right to use it for secular purposes. Or no, because man the shul is Bibin Yonam, you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes. Al Tanai means Lacha Churbanam. After the shul is charev, then you have a right to use it. If it's a shul in chutz la'aretz, then you have a right to use it for secular purposes. Yeah, the Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The last seven lines or so in Tosfos, they quote the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, has the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, whether you need kiddush b'mokam suda. So the Gemara asks, the way we pass from la'alocha, that ain't kiddush ela b'mokam suda, so why was the minig involved that they make kiddush in shul? No one's going to eat in the shul. So Gemara says, you're right. The kiddush in shul is to be motzi the yochem yedechei rosim, that they eat and they sleep in the shul. So Tosfos says, how can they eat and sleep in the shul? You're not allowed to. So one answer is, but the kneis says shiva bavol al tanai hei masuim, even bibinyanim. And the other answer is no, bibinyanim is not al tanai. That's only bichorbanim. So what does it mean? The orchem eat and they sleep in the shul. It means they eat and they sleep in the room adjacent to the shul. So the chazan when they kiddush in shul, and the orchem would be sitting and they'll eat in the next room. So that's called kiddush b'makom suda. If you heard kiddush in this room, you plan to have the meal in the adjacent room in the same yecheda lecheda bos abayis. That's not called shini makom. So that's called kiddush b'makom suda. So these were the answers that Tosfos gave. Yeah.
Okay.
We're just saying
about that the Kedush HaMikdash is
bottle.
Does that mean that there's no, like
an
atomic person
to
go on there? We can bring full
cover of the bottle? Right. Rambam says that even Bizmanazeh, there is Kedush HaMikdash, Kitchel Osilov, and if a Tommy goes, he's Chayv Koris. And the Ravid says, if you want to say that a Tommy goes to Chayv Koris, you have to prove that it's so. He doesn't think that there's a Chayv Koris, because it's like Kitchalosilovan, right? So that's the question. Why did the Rabbi only say you're not Chayiv Koris? You should have said it's mutter for a Tommy to go. Sounds from the Loshan Rabbi that a Tommy is not allowed to go, but if he goes, it's not Chayiv Koris because it's not Kitchalosilovan. It sounds a little bit from the Loshan Rabbi. So that's what some of the Achrayim suggest. Even though the Mokam Amigdosh doesn't have Kedusha, but there's still Bechiras Mokam. A Mokam Shiv Hashem. That's the Mokam Hanivchar. So one is not permitted, a Tommy is not permitted to go on the Mokam HaMikdash. If a Tommy goes when the Mokam HaMikdash has Kedusha HaMikdash, then there's an Einish Koris. But if it doesn't have Kedusha HaMikdash, if it's like Kitcha Lossi Lavoi, then you're not Chayv Koris, but there still will be an Issa. Why? Because that's a Bizoyan to the Kedusha. Let's say there's no Kedusha, it's a Bizoyan to the Bechiras Mokam that a Tommy should go. That's how some Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik, thought that that was a good diuk in the Raibid, and he liked that suggestion. Even the Raibid would agree that there's an Isser, a Tomei is not allowed to go, just that you're not Chayv Koris. And Tomei is not allowed to go, because even though there's no Kedusha, but there still is Bechira Samokam. Yeah.
Would the
Raibid
also hold that there's an Isser, that there's Heter Bamos?
The Gemara seems to, in Megillah, Daf Yud, seems to imply that if Loi Kitcha Losi Lovin, the Makam HaMikdash does not have Kedusha, then there's a Heter Bamos. And the Tosfos on that Daf says that there are other Gemaras that may imply that it's not necessarily Toli Zeh B'Zeh, that even if there's no Kedusha HaMikdash, and therefore you can't be Makam Kabbalah there, there's still an Isser Bamos, because it's still a Makam HaShivcha Hashem. There was a bechira on the Makam HaMikdash. Bechira means Yodam Vod, that this is the Makam HaNivcha. So again, so in the days of the Gemara, they used to recite Kiddush and Shul. What about today? Does it make sense to make Kiddush and Shul? Rabbi Yosef Kara writes that that we don't have this minhag to make Kiddush and Shul, and the Ramah says that in Eastern Europe they do have the minhag. The Sfardim do not have the minhag. Rabbi Yeskar lived in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. The Ramon and the Rabbi Yeskar lived there with contemporary. They lived at the same time. They corresponded with each other. I don't know exactly what kind of mail delivery they had, but they corresponded with each other. There are a few issues that they discussed by mail, the Ramon and Rabbi Yeskar. So the Bechaber writes that it's not right. You should not say Kiddush and Shul, because nobody, the Orchim are not eating in the Shul. The Ramah says that you should say Kiddush in Shul. So there's a Sefer on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur called the Mati Ephraim by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. We mentioned he was a successful businessman and broad, and he's more famous in learning than the rabbi in the city at that time. So the Mati Ephraim is a special Sefer on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a little bit about Sukkos as well. So he has a suggestion in his Sefer. Maybe it's not really a machlekes, the Mechaba and the Ramah. Maybe Mechaba lived in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramah lived in Chutz La'aretz. So maybe that's, maybe the Mechaba would agree that in Chutz La'aretz you should say Kiddush and Shul. Maybe the Ramah would agree that in Eretz Yisrael you should not say Kiddush and Shul. If you adopt that answer that Tosfos gave, the Bati Kanesish of the Bavel, Al Tanayhei Masuyim, all the Shuls in Chutz La'aretz are allowed to use it for secular purposes. So then the Minig developed in the days of the Gemara. Not so much a minhag. The practice developed that they made Kiddush and Shul to be motzi the Orchim. What are they doing having Orchim eating in the Shul? The answer is, but the Knesia Shebechutz Lord, Shebebobim, Shebechutz Lord, Al Tanayim Asuyim. So that's why they're allowed to eat in the Shul. So you have to, so the practice began in the days of the Gemara, they made Kiddush and Shul to be motzi them. So then the Rambam writes in the Tshuva that even though today we no longer have the Orchim eating in the Shul, but the practice to recite Kiddush remains. They made a takana, and we still continue to say Kiddush, even though you're not being motzi orchim. But the Knesia Sheberetz Yisrael are not al tanai hei masuim. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Kara writes. Rabbi Yosef Kara, not that he disagrees with the Ramah. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, the Bati Knesias, are not built al tanai, bivinyon. So you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes. So they never started in the first place. They never had a practice to have Orchim eat and sleep in the shul. So they never said Kiddush in the shul in the first place. But all the Bati Knesset Shebechutz La'aretz are like in Bavel, that they used to have Orchim stay in the shul. And that's why they had the practice of reciting Kiddush in shul on behalf of the Orchim. And today we assume that the takana that they made in the days of Gemara still applies. So that's what Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis has this suggestion in the footnotes in his Sefer Mati Ephraim. When he gets to Sukkos, he has that suggestion. And maybe it's not a machlekes Machab and Ramah, maybe it's a chiluche minhagi between Eretz Yisrael and Babel. That in Eretz Yisrael, the shuls are not al tanai. So they never had the practice in the first place to make Kiddush with the Orchim. But the Ramah lived in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz, he do have al tanai. Someone suggested yesterday when we were discussing this topic, Tosfos raised the issue, how is Rav Ashi allowed to sleep in the shul? You're not allowed to sleep in the shul. So someone suggested he was sleeping in the shul at Tzorach because he felt he was uncomfortable sleeping in the shul because it wasn't his home. And he, Bedavke, wanted to sleep there and to be uncomfortable, to be on the tail, to make sure that they're going to rebuild the shul. So he didn't go back to sleeping in his own home until he finished all the drain pipes and everything. So I saw this morning, I noticed the Mordechai quotes in the Baal HaTosfos. Mordechai has that answer. You're allowed to sleep in the shul if it's Lutzarach. Here it was Lutzarach the shul, that the shul should be rebuilt faster. So this is a famous topic. There's a shul in Prague that's known as Altenai Shul. So some say it's a German expression, the old new shul, Alt Neu. That's how they spell it. A-L-T hyphen N-E-U. Alt Tenoi, the old new shul. Means like this. Originally there was one shul. Then they built a new shul. So they called the first shul the old shul. And they called the second shul the new shul. And then they built the third shul. So then they called the second shul the old new shul. Alt Tanai shul. And others say that it's a mistake. It's not Alt Nai, the old new shul that used to be the new shul. When they built the third shul was the new shul. And the second one became the old new shul. But they no longer daven there. Others say, no, Al Tanai, all the shuls in Chutzlar, it's Al Tanai. Ayin Lamed, Tav Nun Al Yud, Al Tanai. This is quoted from the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah says, but they can see in Shevet Bavel, in Chutzlar, it's Al Tanai Heimasin. Anyway, that's famous. The Al Tanai shul in Prague is famous.
Ready?
Yes.
Have you heard like the Ran that Kedusha Space of Knesset is only Kedusha Shel Kavod and Tashmish and Mitzvah? And once they're done misfollowing there, doesn't the Kedusha go away and the male is being for him to sleep in the shul?
The Ran does not hold like that. The Ramban. The Ran quotes the Ramban who holds like that. The Gemara says that there's such a concept as Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. What kind of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So the Ramban is of the opinion, based on the Gemara Megillah, that we divide all religious articles into two categories. Some of them are Tashmish and Mitzvah, some of them are Tashmish and Kedusha. So if a Torah, Tefillah, and a Mezuzah, that's called Tashmish and Kedusha because it has Psukim written on it. As there is Adibas, the Luchas is Tashmish and Kedusha, because it has psukim written on it. So Tashmish and Kedusha, even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, you have to treat it with respect. Let's have an old pair of tefillin that can't be corrected, it's possible they can't fix it. You're not allowed to throw it away in the garbage, you have to put it in the Shemus. And the same thing, you have an old mezuzah or an old mezuzah case, you have a plastic case and it's broken, you're not allowed to throw it away in the garbage, even though there's no psukim written at all. It doesn't have Shem HaShem on it. You have to put it in the Shemus, because that's Tashmish and Kedusha on Nignozim. After the Zman HaMitzvah is up, the Gemara's Loshen is Nignozim. But Tashmish Mitzvah, let's have an old Shefer, I have an old Lulav. What do you do with an old Lulav? You throw it in the garbage after Sukkot is up. What do you do with the old Esrig? You throw it in the garbage. An old Sukkot that you don't want to use anymore. You have an old Talis. So have an old Talis. After you buy a new Talis, what do you do with the old one? To donate it to the Shul. The Gabbai doesn't want it. To give it to a poor man. The poor man doesn't want it either. So nobody wants it. So the Zman HaMitzvah is up. So the din is that you throw it in the garbage. It doesn't have any Kedusha. Tashmishe Mitzvah have Kedusha Bizman Mitzvasam. Kol Zman that is still used as a Talis Shal Mitzvah, then you have to treat it with respect. But after you plan no longer to use this Talis as a Talis Shal Mitzvah, so then Tashmishe Mitzvah on Nizrakim. So the Ramban is of the opinion that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is only a temporary Kedusha, Menatoris. It's only temporary Kedusha, calls man that the people use it for davening purposes, because it's a Tashmishe Mitzvah. Why is it a Tashmishe Mitzvah? A lulav and an esrig and a sukkah is a pasuk, huktzim and mitzvasai. Huktzim and mitzvasai. Where's the pasuk, huktzim and mitzvasai? The division of pasuk is by the sukkah. And the huktzim and mitzvasai by the esrig and by the hadasim. Is that Mamatzina learned that from the sukkah? Where's the pasuk that says that the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah side? So the pasuk reads, Chag sukkah stasa locha shivas yamim, ba'as pocham b'garnacham yikvecha, something like that. So how would you translate the pasuk? So the simple translation is, Chag HaSukkos Tatsa Lucha, you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkos, Shivas Yama for a duration of 7 days, Ba'as Pucham Megarnecha Mi'ikvecha, in that season of the year, the ingathering season. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain until after Sukkos, the whole summertime. If you go visit Eretz Yisrael, you don't need an umbrella in the summertime, you don't need a raincoat, it doesn't rain. Once in a while it's going to rain. It'll rain for 2 minutes, then it's going to stop. And they start saying Masha Vurach, Hashmini Atzeres, then they say V'Sein Talamata. After Sukkot is over, they say V'Sein Talamata. Okay. But in the middle of the summer, it doesn't rain. So the whole summer, you don't have to take in the peiros that you cut off from the ground. You have to take in, the rain is not going to ruin them because there isn't going to be any rain. But the in-gathering season, the summer is over, and you have to take all the peiros into the barn that it shouldn't get ruined by the rain. So that's a simple translation of the pasuk. Chag Sukkot Tazel L'Chashiv Asyamim. You celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days. The in-gathering season. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. Leave out the word chag for a moment. The Gemara says Sukkot Tazel L'Chashiv. You should construct a sukkah. Tazel L'Amin Asli. Sukkot Tazel L'Chashiv. You should construct a sukkah. Shiva, Yomim, and the sukkah should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If you have a sukkah that's going to fall down in 3 days, you're not even yotze the first 3 days. It has to be roi l'chol shiva. And what do you use for schach to make the sukkah? You use psoldas garen liyekev. Be'osbucha migornacha miyekvecha. Be'osbucha doesn't mean that season of the year. It means what material should you use to make schach. It should be gedulei karka tolish and dobisheni mekabel tumah. Because that's what the pasuk says. Chag Sukkot Tazel L'Chashiv. You should construct the sukkah, put the schach on, b'os b'chom megarnecha mikvecha, from the psoldas garen liyekev. That's gedulei karka tolish and eni mekabel tumah. So that's a very nice pshat, but the word chag doesn't fit in. So the beferish chag Sukkot Tazel L'Chashiv. The Gemara says no. This is the additional level of interpretation that the Torah Shebaal Peh gives to the pasuk, and the word chag in the pasuk doesn't mean a holiday. It refers to the Korban Chagiga. And what it means is Chag HaSukkah is hyphenated, just like the Shem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, just like the Korban Chagiga is a Shlomim, has Kedusha, Kochim Kalim, Chachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. The Sukkah is Hukzal in the Tzvosa, Chal Shem Shamayim. You're not allowed to use the Sukkah on Sukkahs. You're not allowed to use it for your own purposes. I'm going to take down the Schach and use it to make a bonfire. So you have a bottle of mitzvah for your own purposes that you're not allowed to do. So the original pasuk of huktzel mitzvah, huktzel mitzvah is a din deraisa. Learn that from the pasuk. Chag ha-sukkah is hukish lechag. So the original pasuk of huktzel mitzvah says by the sukkah. And from the sukkah we learn out through Amma Matzina that the same applies to the esrig and to the hadassim. The Gemara says a difference. The esrig, since the normal hishtamshas of an esrig is to eat it, it's edible, so it's only hooked to the mitzvah as far as eating is concerned. But you're permitted to smell the esrog. It's not hooked to the mitzvah for smelling. But the hadassim are not oimid l'achil, it's oimid l'reach. So that's why the hadassim are hooked to the mitzvah that you're not allowed to smell them. So that posuk, chag ha-sukkah tazel l'chol k'shem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, and the korban chagiga, kal chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. That pasuk is the mocker of the institution that Tashmishei mitzvah have kedusha bizman mitzvahs. Kol zman mitzvahs, I treat it like a korban chagiga. After the zman mitzvah is up, it's nizrokim. So the Ramban holds, that's what it means, kedusha is beis haknesses. Not that beis haknesses, you see, an esrig is a chepta shal mitzvah, enables me to fulfill a mitzvah. The talus enables me to fulfill a mitzvah. The Beis HaKnesset doesn't enable me, there are people who can daven at home, but it enhances my davening. So since it's better to daven in the Mokam Yuchad L'Tfilah, so the Beis HaKnesset, the building of the Beis HaKnesset helps all the people daven better. And the Ramban holds that the Beis HaKnesset has Kedusha Min HaTorah, the Torah Tashmishei Mitzvah. But once all the Jews move out of the neighborhood, everybody moves to Long Island, nobody lives in the Bronx anymore. So he says the whole Kedusha Beis HaKnesset evaporates into thin air on the level of their ice. And what the Gemara says in Megillah, in that Perek about Kedusha Beis HaKnesset, Perek B'nei Ho'ir is all about Kedusha Beis HaKnesset. So what the Gemara says that you have to sell the shul and take the money, Malam HaKadosh V'lo Maridin. Once the Jews move away, you have to sell the shul and use the money to fix a Sefer Torah or something. That's all Midi Rabban. On the level of their eyes, so once a Jew stops davening there, so the whole Kedusha is pocket, just like if the Sukkot is over. So the Huktzel Mitzvah on the Esrig vanishes into thin air. Huktzel Mitzvah on the Sukkot evaporates, and the same thing the talus. Once the talus is so old and dirty and no one wants to use it, nobody wants to wear it anymore. Everybody wears a different talus. So when the Zman HaMitzvah is up, so the Huktzah and the Mitzvah is up on the level of the Reis. That's the Ramban sheet. The Ran on the Rif quotes this Ramban is in three different places. Megillah and the Shabbos, a few different places. So the Ran quotes this Ramban, he disagrees. He thinks that the Kedushat Beis HaKnesses is not only Huktzah LeMitzvah Soi. It's not only because of Tashmishei Mitzvah B'Zman Mitzvah Soi, a Huktzah LeMitzvah Soi. He says, no. Beis HaKnesses is referred to as Hamikdash Miyat. The Navi Yecheskel tells Bnei Yisrael, Navi Yecheskel was before the Churban Bais Rishon and during and after. He lived in Babel also. So he told the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was warning the people that better do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause the Beis HaMikdash to become destroyed. He's going to send all the Jews into Golos, and even though they won't have a Beis HaMikdash, well, hey, lehem lemikdash miyat. They will have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, what is a miniature Beis HaMikdash referring to? Ela batim kenesis batim in Rosh Hashanah b'Bavel. So the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's not a Mikdash miyat. It's like a lulav, it's like an esrig, it's like a sukkah, chal shem shemayim. On all tashmishei mitzvah, bizman mitzvahsam, it has kedusha temporarily. But after the zman mitzvah's up, it does not have kedusha. But the Gemara compares the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Miyah. So the Ran thinks that it's kedusha is based on, like Beis HaMikdash, but a real Beis HaMikdash, that's a kedusha deraisa. He thinks that the whole Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is only a din midirabbanon. The whole idea of Mikdash Miyad, he thinks the whole thing is midirabbanon. It's only an asmachta. The Chayyadim quotes the Sefer Yireim. It says, not so. The Sefer Yireim holds. No, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. And it's a real din deraisa. Navi Yecheskel said, Vayilahem leMikdash Miyad. All of Batim, the Sees of Batim and Rosh Hashanah Bavel, have a Kedusha of Mikdash Miyad. And the Rad himself holds that it's only an asmachta midirabbanan. Yeah, the Chayyadim complains that the people violate. The Chayyadim was a businessman. He was a successful businessman. And he wrote this for him. Chayyadim and the Chochmas Adam. He wasn't, at the time he wrote them, he was not a dayan. He was a businessman. But it became, his svarim became in Lithuania. They followed the Chayyadim like the Bible. Everybody followed the Chayyadim. So in his old age, they appointed him as a dayan in Vilna. But all of his lifetime, for the many first years of his lifetime, he was not in Dayanus. He was in business. He was traveling around for business, and he saw Jews being Mechallel Shabbos. They didn't even realize that. That's why he wrote a whole separate sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, Zichut Toras Moshe, to be Mechazik Shmiras Al Shabbos. So the Chayyadim complains about the fact that it was a common practice. If a prominent rabbi would die, they would deliver the hesped in the shul. They would take the oran with the dead body into the shul. So he complains that that's against the din. So he writes, well, my mechutin died. He says, my mechutin was the Vilna Gaon. Not exactly true. The Vilna Gaon, he was a mechutin of one of the children of the Vilna Gaon. But it sounds better to say that I'm a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. So he writes, when my mechutin died, when the Vilna Gaon, he delivered a hesped, it's printed. Chayyadim delivered a hesped. So he says, in Shulchan Aruch it says we're only permitted to bring a dead body into the shul if it's an unusual Talmid Chacham, very unusual, Gaon v'Aluf, an unusual Talmid Chacham. It says, my Mechut Nabil Megon, he was Gaon v'Aluf. So that was permissible to take the Oren, the body, into the shul. But he says, every Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, every rabbi, you take the Oren into the shul. Not every rabbi is Gaon v'Aluf. So he says, people are mezalzal in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. They talk Sicha B'Teila. They sometimes eat and drink in the shul. He says they should be more careful because not everybody agrees with the Ran that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is only midirabbanan. He says, Rav Lezer emits and the Yireim hold that it's a real din deraisa. Mikdash Miyat is a real din deraisa. Yeah, so what do you start to say? According to those, you start to ask a question.
According to the Ramban, once they're not
davening,
then the Kedusha should go away.
Ben Atari, the Kedusha goes off, yeah.
It's only the Ramban.
Yeah, but no, that means if they permanently leave here, it was only temporary because it was dangerous to be there. The building was condemned. was dangerous. So they do plan to continue to daven there after they rebuild the shul. So then it should retain the kedusha just for a period of time that they're not using it for davening. No, I don't think that's a kasha. Okay, so this is an important topic. This is the kedusha beis haknesses. Rav Soloveitchik made a comment. Why? What's the difference between the beis hamikdash and the beis haknesses? The beis haknesses mikdash miyat. Miniature Beis HaMikdash, in what way is it miniature? That's why there's a difference. In Beis HaMikdash, we speak about Mora HaMikdash, or Mikdashi Tiro. You have to show reverence, extreme degree of respect for the Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaKnesses, it's only Mikdash Miyat, so we speak about Kvod Beis HaKnesses. You don't speak about Mora Beis HaKnesses. In Mikdash, you talk about Mora HaMikdash. In Beis HaKnesses, you talk about Kovod. Mora means covered square, a higher degree of covered. So why is this one the real Beis HaMikdash, and this is only a miniature Beis HaMikdash? What way is that miniature? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested pshat based on a Gemara. He said a Beis HaMikdash is a place where we get together with the Shechina. His lashon was a rendezvous. Okay, we have a rendezvous with the Shechina. Okay, but there are two ways to have it. Do we go to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam Beis Hashem? Or does he come to visit Beisenu? So he said, when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Beis Hashem. So we're going to visit the Shechina and the Beis HaMikdash. When Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara in Brachas, the end of Brachas says Beis HaKnesses is Beisenu, and the Shechina comes to visit by us. So that's why Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat. That's why the din is slightly lower. If you have the king coming to visit you and your home, you're going to have everything very fancy, but it's not as fancy as it's going to be when you go to visit the king in the royal palace. That's going to be even fancier. And based on this distinction, Rav Soloveitchik explained the din in the Talmud Yerushalmi that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara, the Bavli has a din that Big Day Shabbos have to be different from Big Day Chol. You're not allowed to wear the same begodim on Shabbos. What is that based on? So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says it's based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, the Chibarto. It talks about observing Shabbos. V'chibarto me'asos derechecha u'midah bedover. So the Chibarto karasa v'shabbos sonik v'kadosh Hashem mechubad. So there's a din of kibud and there's a din of oneg. So part of kibud is the Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan used to refer to the clothing that he wore as machabdusa. Rabbi Yechon carried the money. He referred to his suit, his clothing, as machabdusa, because when a person wears nice clothing, it enhances his dignity. It enhances his the respect that people will have for him. So since there's a din of kibud v'yoneg on Shabbos, and kibud requires we should dress nicely. So on Yontif, the Rambam writes that kibud v'yoneg, even though the pasuk in Yeshaya only speaks about kibud v'yoneg on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, talking about that about Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes that it carries over to Yom Tov as well. He writes that there are four mitzvahs in the Chumash, Shnayim Medivrei Torah, Shnayim in the Chumash, and Shnayim Medivrei Kabbalah, Kibud V'Yoneg is in Yeshaya, and Zochar V'Shomer is in Chumash. So the four mitzvahs that appear in connection with Shabbos, all four mitzvahs carry over to Yom Tov. That's what the Rambam says. Not everybody agrees. That's how the Rambam says. And that became somehow more famous than the Gemara. It seems to say not so. Rashi said the kibud v'yoneg is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, but somehow the Rambam won. The Rambam must have some other marker. He says that all the four, Zochar v'Shomer, kibud v'yoneg, everything carries over to Yom Tov. That's the question. Reciting Kiddush on Yom Tov, is that min haTorah or min haRabbanan? How do we know when mechuyav to recite Kiddush on Shabbos? Because it says in Aseres HaDibros, Zochar v'Shomer Shabbos l'kachar. How do you translate Zochar? So people usually translate it, remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. The Gemara says Zohar means lahaskir, to mention the Kedusha on Shabbos. Zohar means lahaskir, to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. That's Zohar. The verb Zayin Chof Resh has two meanings. Sometimes it means to remember, the machshava, and sometimes it means lahazakir. Like we spoke about it recently. How do you know that there's a mitzvah mikra Megillah? Because it says in the Megillah that you have to give Shalach Manas, Matanas, Lavyoinim. Where does it say you have to read the Megillah? The Gemara says on the first half of Masechet Megillah, because it says Hayamim Va'ela Nizkarim Benaasid. Nizkarim means that the days are spoken of. Doesn't mean that the days are remembered. The days are mentioned. Nizkarim, that's referring to Kriyas HaMegillah. We speak about the days of Purim, Yudal and Tezvav, Shushan Purim. Hayam and Wa'ela, the 2 days of Purim and Nizkarim spoken of, that's referring to Mikra and Megillah. The same thing it says, Zechiras HaMolek. So Gemara says, Zachar Shasulach HaMolek, Yochel Belev. Maybe the word Zachar means to remember. Talmud Loimer, at the end of the Pasuk says, Lo Sishkach, Hare Belev Oma, Hamani Mekhaim Zachar, Zachar means B'peh. So the word Zachar in that context means Lahaskir, to mention the story of Amalek, to read Mitoch Aksav. So here also, there's a mitzvah men HaTorah to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. Does that carry over to Yontav? So the Rambam says Kiddush on Yontav is Daraisa. And the Magen Mishnah says that there were those who shanim would disagree with the Rambam. Oh, the Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanan. That the four psukim of Zohar v'Shamar and Kibbutz V'Yonah don't necessarily, it says in the Chumash, Benegeir to Shabbos, doesn't say Benegeir to Yontav. But we assume, like the Rambam somehow, we assume that Kibbutz V'Yonig applies to Yontav, and therefore you have to have nice big de Yontav, just like nice big de Shabbos. So which, are they the same big de Shabbos, big de Yontav, are the same, or are they different? So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yontav, they quote the Talmud Yerushalmi, that says that big de Yontav should be fancier than big de Shabbos. Ma'pitom, why should it be fancier than big de Shabbos? So I think the Mishnah Brura quotes the Achrayim must say, because on Yontav there's a mitzvah of simcha, on Shabbos there's no mitzvah of simcha, but on Yontav there's a mitzvah of simcha, so the nicer clothing will enhance the simcha's Yontav. Now, so then she used to say it a little differently. She used to say that on Yontav, on Shalosh Shagolim, not every Yontav, on Shalosh Shagolim there's a mitzvah to be Oyla Regal, to visit the Shechina in the Beis Hashem, in the royal palace. On Shabbosim, the Shechina comes to visit by Yom. So you have to dress up nicely. When the king comes to visit, you have to dress up nicely. But if you're going to visit the king in the royal palace, then you have to dress up even fancier. Everything is fancier then. So he thought that's the reason why. That just like there's a chilek between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, we are going to visit the Shechina and the Beis Hashem. And Beis HaKnesses, the Shechina comes to visit by us. It's Beisenu. So too, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontav. Big day Yontav have to be fancier than big day Shabbos, because on Shalosh Regalim, his pshat works that on Shalosh Regalim, have a chiv to the Oyla Regal to visit the Shechina and the royal palace. You have to be even dressed fancier than on Shabbos. They quote from the Chazon Ish that the Jews are too poor and we don't have separate fancier suits for Yontav than we have for Shabbos. He wore the same clothing on Yontav that he wore on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik used to dress up on Shabbos. He wore a suit and a nice hat. On Yontav, he used to wear a top hat, a cylinder. And he used to wear tails, a long jacket. That was Big Day Yontav. Big Day Shabbos was a nice suit, called Shabbos. He was very makpid about Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Chol. You're not allowed to wear Big Day Chol for Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos for Chol. Big Kpeda. You have to be careful about that. Okay, so this is an important topic. This Tosis about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Adinim, the Bein Sugis are in Perek B'nei Hoir, in Masechas Megillah. As we said, there wasn't so much to make a whole Masechta about Masechas Megillah. The whole Masechta only has four Prokin, and only two of them have Dinim of Purim, and the first Perek, the Rav of the first Perek is all Ein Beins. It has nothing to do with Purim. It has a little bit, Ein Bein Adarishan, Adarsheni. That's how all the Ein Beins begin. Well, it's really only a perek and a half. The second perek and a half of the first perek deal with Purim. And the third and the fourth parakim talk about Beis HaKnesses, Dinam Kriyas HaTorah, Beis HaKnesses. So this thesis is one of the important sources. Okay, the next discussion the Gemara gives is that Daniel was punished because he gave an Eitz HaTaiva to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the one who destroyed the Beis HaRishon. So he was going to be punished for everything that he did. But his punishment was delayed for 12 months because he gave charity to the poor. How did he get that Ein Sof to give charity to the poor? The Gemara said that Daniel recommended that. And that was improper on the part of Daniel. If a Nochri is in trouble, you're not supposed to give him an Eitz HaTeva. If he's going to go to Gehenim, so let him go to Zantahag. You shouldn't give him an Eitzah. If you give charity to the poor, and your sins will be, the punishment will be postponed. So the Gemara says that was wrong on his part. That's like Hashavas Aveda to a Nochri. The Jewish people constitute a club, and we're supposed to be nice to each other. We're supposed to all take care of each other. There's a bris achim. The word ribbis is spelled resh beis yud tav. The word bris is the same four letters as ribbis. So the Avnei Nezer has tshuvas on all arba chelto shulchan aruch, and the section on Avnei Nezer that has all the dinim of ribbis has a lot of essays about ribbis. He goes practically siman by siman, practically sif by sif, and hilchas ribbis. Ribbis is a self-contained perek, a self-contained topic. It doesn't connect with any other topics in the Gemara, but the Avnei Nezer gives mishalim from other dinim and kol haTorah kula to explain the dinim and ribbis. There's a separate section in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer that's called brisachim, because the reason why we're not allowed to charge ribbis of a fellow Jew is because it's a bris. There's a club of the Jewish people, and we have to treat each other nicely. But l'anochri sashich, you're not allowed to be kind to anochri. They're not part of the club. You're not allowed to treat anochri as if he's a member of the club. The Gemara says, Ashavas Aveda is only Aveda Sisrael. If you return Aveda Sakum, if there'll be a chil Hashem, if you don't give back the Aveda Sakum, oh, you'll accomplish a kid Hashem by giving it back, then the Gemara recommends you should give back Aveda Sakum. But if there won't be a chil Hashem, there won't be a kiddush Hashem, the Gemara says it's not proper to return Aveda Sakum. You're treating the Nochri as if he's part of our club. He's not part of our club. They were talking about Nochri, they used to be over there with the Zorah. How can you treat them the same as the Jews? Here also, Daniel is giving an Eitzah Toiva to Nebuchadnezzar. He's going to burn in Gehenna. So he tells him an Eitzah, it's like Hashavas Aveda. He's giving him an Eitzah Toiva. He should be Mechan Aniyim, give tzedakah to the poor, and that will help you. So it helped him that his punishment was postponed for 12 months. That's what the Pasuk says. Gemara quotes the Pasuk. So the Gemara says Daniel was punished because he shouldn't have given this Eitzah Toiva to Nebuchadnezzar. What was the punishment? So one suggestion in Gemara is he was thrown into the den of lions. We say it in the Slichas. He wasn't eaten up by the lion, but he was scared out of his wits. So he was punished. And the other opinion in the Gemara was, Bayama Esther LaHasach. Who was Asach? Asach was Daniel. Why is he called Asach? Shechachu Migdulosa. One suggestion is that they demoted him. He used to be high up in the government, and then he lost his position. The other pshat, the Lamandama, Shekodiri Malchus Nechtochem Apiv, he was in charge. So then he was not punished. And then Gemara says, well, then the punishment was that they threw him into the lion's den. But the first pshat in the Gemara was that he was punished. Chatchu Migdulosa. He used to be a big man in the Babylonian government, and then they fired him from his position. So why was he punished? Because he gave this Eitzah to Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara raises a question. There was a Tana, Bava Ben Buta, who lived in Zman Arbayis. And he gave an Eitzah Toiva to Hordas that he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Why did he give him the Eitzah Toiva? Because Hordas was an Eved, and an Eved can't be appointed as a Melech. Pasuk says when the Jewish people will decide that they want to have a king, So the Pashup Shat is, he's not Jewish, he can't appoint a goy. But the Torah Shebal Peh added on to what it says in the Pasuk, not only a goy, that's what Tosis writes over here. Man dorish mikarav achecha rabbanan. The Tosfos on Gimel Amud Beis Man dorish, because Pshuto Shal Mikra just says lemutei nochrin. that you can't appoint a Nachri as the Melech. But the Torah Shabbat Peh Darshan, Mekerev Achecha Tosim Olach HaMelech, Mimuvcha Sheb Achecha. You should only appoint one as the Melech, as a big Yichus. So you can't appoint an Eved as a Melech. So Hurdus was an Eved, and he rebelled again. He killed all the Hashmonaim, and he took over the government. And he also killed out all the Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim told him he's not allowed to function as the Melech. So he killed him. Goodbye. So he only left the Bavim Babuta in case he'll want some Eitzes. So he left Bavim Babuta. So the Gemara tells the whole story that Bavim Babuta gave him an Eitzah. You're going to burn in Gehenna because you killed so many Talmidei Chachamim. You extinguished Orish Aloylam. Orish Aloylam is the Torah. Is Meir B'Hoyer Enein and B'Sarasech. The Torah gives illumination. Olam Hazeh is done with a Laila, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia. Toshis, the Pasuk says in Baruch Hinapshi. Toshis Chashach Vihi Loila Zeh Olam Hazeh Shed Doim El HaLaila. Olam Hazeh is Doim El HaLaila. He mentioned the Mesillah Sishom writes in the Hagdomah. In what sense is Olam Hazeh Doim El HaLaila? He says at night when it's dark outside you can make two types of mistakes. You can sometimes see from a distance a person, you think that it's a lamppost. Sometimes you see a lamppost and you think that it's a person. So you can make mistakes in either direction. Lemal yusa, aligri yusa. A lot of people will think that this is the biggest avera in the world and it's really the biggest mitzvah. A lot of people will think it's a big mitzvah. In fact, it's a big avera. There are different opinions. We mentioned the mashal. Here we celebrate on Yom Ha'atzmaut and other people are saying kinnis on Yom Ha'atzmaut. They feel Hakamas HaMedina is the greatest tragedy since Churban Bayit Sheni. Maybe it's greater than Churban Bayit Sheni. The Zionists were the worst people in the world. Other people say the biggest mitzvah. That's the biggest mitzvah of our generation. You have to have a lot of Torah in order to have illumination. So that's why the Talmid Chachamim are considered Orish Aloylom, because they illuminate, because they teach Torah to the public. So Father Ben Buta recommended to Hurdus that he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that'll be in a certain, partially a kapara for the fact that he killed so many Talmid Chacham. So he rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara asks, Daniel was punished because he gave an Eitzah Toiva to Nebuchadnezzar because let him burn in Gehenna. Why? So why did Bava Ben Buta give the Eitzah Toiva to Hurdus that he should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Let him go to Gehenna. Well, why did he give him an Eitzah? So the Gemara gives two answers. So one answer they give is, Hurdus was an Eveknani. Eveknani is Molvetova L'Shem. Eveknani is Chayv Mitzvahs Ki'isha. He's Jewish. He's not a Nochri. He doesn't have a full Kedusha. According to the Rambam, he doesn't have a full Kedusha Sisra. That's a big Machlokes Tosfos of the Rambam. What's the nature of Kedusha Eveknani? Eveknani is Chayv Mitzvahs Ki'isha. It doesn't mean that it has the same level of Kedusha as Anisha. Anisha is not Mechuyiv. And mitzvah sasecha as magrama. Do the Jewish women have a lower level of kedusha? So the pashtus says they have the same level of kedusha as the men. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas. It says, "Kosam alavesak v'stagil avaneisol atem yitiyuli amlechas kani v'goy kadosh." Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Beis Yaakov about the women, v'stagil avaneisol about the men, and they were told to have the same level of kedusha. And Kedusha usually means Kedushana b'mitzvahs v'tzivana. Kedusha means that you're mechuyev in mitzvahs. So even though the women are not mechuyev in mitzvahs as magrama, they have the same level as the men. That's a contradiction in terms. Kedusha means Kedushana b'mitzvahs v'tzivana. They're not mechuyev in mitzvahs as magrama. So how can you say they have the same level of Kedusha? So you have to say the women have the same level of Kedusha. Therefore, theoretically, they should have been mechuyev in the mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they do volunteer, it's not like a goy is going to volunteer to fulfill a mitzvah. That's legamre ain't a mitzvah. If a woman volunteered, a goy is going to volunteer, let's say, to shake a lulav. Can you say, Asher Kirishana bin Mitzvah said it's Ivano? No, he's not Jewish. But if a woman wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama, so the Rabbi Natam's opinion, Ashkenazim follow that opinion, Rabbi Natam. Ashkenazim follow the sheets up in time. A woman can recite the bracha. Every word of the bracha is true. Asher Kedushana b'mitzvah yisav, it's Ivan, Wanat, Yilas, Lulav. Everything is true. Except they leave out They really shouldn't say Rosh Hashanah. If we don't want to, we don't have to. Why should they say that? They're saying the positive. So they said this. Every word is true. They have the full Kedushas Yisrael like the men. And therefore, theoretically, there should have been Mechuyev. Kedushas Yisrael means with respect to mitzvahs. The Mishnah and Caleb, Perek Aleph and Caleb list off Esek Kedushas saying there are 10 levels of Kedushas HaMikdash. You have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you have Ben Hulam Alam Mizbech, then you have the Azora, then you have the Mokum Teresa's Ragli Yisrael, then you have the Ezra's Noshim, and the Harabayas, and Yerushalayim, and Ayoros Lamakov Eschaima. Each one is a lower level, at 10 different levels of Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says, Esek Kedushas saying 10 levels in Kedushas HaMikdash, and the Mishnah spells out that Afkamina Ledina between the level 10 and level 9, level 8, level 7, level 6. Each level, if you say it has a higher level of Kedusha, a lower level of Kedusha, there's a nafkamina ledina. Kedusha always means nafkamina lemitzvahs, kedushana bimitzvahs of itzivana. So the women have the same Kedusha as the men, atem tu yulim, am lechus kai lekai kodosh, means the women should have been mechuyev in the mitzvah, says his mangram also. But if they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they volunteer, it's not like a nochri volunteering to shake a little. Nochri doesn't have a Kedusha sisra. And Abiknaini, that's a question. So Rav Chaim in his Sefer points out there seems to be a machlekes the Nemuki Yosef on the side of the Rif on Yevamos. We don't have the Ran, we have the Nemuki Yosef there. So the Nemuki Yosef quotes from the Balei HaTosus that Rabbi Knaini, who is freed by the Yodon, he becomes Bechuyev the Mitzvahs, all the Mitzvahs. Kolzman is that Rabbi Knaini is potter from the Mitzvahs as such as Mangrama. Once he's Nishtachar, it becomes Mukhiv to observe all the rest of the mitzvahs. But the Gemara says the Abiknaini, because when he's Nishtachar, it becomes Mukhiv to observe more mitzvahs, he has to be Tovel and a Mikvah, like a Ger. So then Mukhiyasa calls the Balei HaTosus, the Tefillah Shniyah of the Abiknaini is only Midi Rabbanim. In Atar, he doesn't need a Tefillah. Calls man is an Ebed, he's Potter for mitzvahs, says he has man Grama. The women, the moment, the minute that you free him, the Odon frees him, so he's automatically mechuyev and all the rest of the mitzvah. He doesn't need another geirus. When he became an Eved Kenani in the first place, either he or his mother or his mother's mother, whoever became the original Eved Kenani, Shivchat Kainis, he had to be megayer. He had to have milah and tefillah l'shem geirus. It was milah and tefillah l'shem geirus shel Eved. So the Tosus opinion seems to be, Tosus holds that the Eved Kenani has a full kedushas Yisrael. So let's say an Eved Kenani will shake a lulav. Because it's a Zman Grama. So Tesis says that the women can recite the bracha, every word of the bracha is true. Can an Abiknani also volunteer to shake a lulav and also say a bracha? So Tesis in Gittin, Daf Mem, says yes. Just like the Rabbi Natam said that a woman who wants to volunteer to shake a lulav can recite the bracha, the Tesis holds the Abiknani can also do the same. Why? That's Tosfos Lishitosim. Tosfos holds, that's what the Nemuki Yosef quotes on Yevamos, that the Balei HaTosus were of the opinion that when the Eved becomes Nishtachrer, and he has to be Tovel in the Mikveh, to be Mashlim, the Kedushas Yisrael, the Tefillah Shniyah, when a person becomes an Eved Kenani, he has to have Milo the Shame Geiris of an Eved Kenani, has to be Tovel in the Mikveh, because he's going to become Mechuyev to observe mitzvahs like an Eved Kenani. When it becomes Nishtachrer, if it becomes Nishtachrer, and he needs Tefillah Shniyah after he becomes a Yisrael Gomer, so Tosfos Shita is that Tefillah Shniyah is only Midi Rabbanan. Why is it Midi Rabbanan called? Because man, he was an Eved, he had a full Kedushas Yisrael. Just like the Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. But if she doesn't want her, she doesn't have to do this Zman Grama. So the Eved is also the same, has a full Kedushas Yisrael. But the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam writes that the Eved Kenani is not the same as Isha. Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. The Eved Kenani only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. With respect to the Mitzvah Sesen, Shaz Ban Groma, the Eved Kenani is Dina Ka'akum. He just doesn't have a Kedusha at all. That's what Rab Chaim points out in his Sefer on the Rambam. He points out this machlokes between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosus. We don't have this Tosus. The Mukhi Yosef and Yevamos on the Rev quotes this Tosus. The Nafkamina, the original machlokes is whether the Tefillah Shniyah, when the Eved becomes Nishtachrer, whether the Tefillah Shniyah is Menater. So an Eved Kenani is Chai V'mitzvahs Ke'isha. It's a question, does he have the full Kedushas Yisrael like an Isha? Maybe he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. So in the days of the Tanaim, there was a machlekes. There's a Gemara in Gittin, in the middle of Gittin. Gemara has a machlekes. There's a mitzvah, pidyon shvuyim. All the mitzvahs shabiral machaveiroi, all the mitzvahs sas. There are different kinds of the mitzvahs beral machamok and the mitzvahs beral machaveiroi. So let's say the mitzvah shabiral machaveiroi, do they apply between a Yisrael and an Achri? So the Achrayim seem to distinguish between mitzvahs asay as opposed to mitzvahs loisas. Let's say loisirtzach and loisignoif and loisashrek. All the lavim, beinod machaveiroi, apply whether the person who's going to be ba'avod is a Jew or a Nochri. He's not allowed to, lo Yosef ben Yosef, he's not allowed to hit someone. He's not allowed to curse someone. The pashtus is, all the lavim beinod machaveiroi should apply to a Nochri, unless you have a pasuk that excludes him. Let's say, Loshon Hara. Every 30 pages, the Chofetz Chaim will write in the Sefer, you're not allowed to talk Loshon Hara, but about a Nochri or Yisrael Mumma, you're allowed to, because it says, Aseilach Rochel Ba'amecha. Ba'amecha means only if it's a Jewish person. And Oisa Maisa Amcha. If he's not Oisa Maisa Amcha, then the din doesn't apply. So if you have a miut, you have a miut, okay. But all of the lavim eran machaber, like Sirtzach, like Sigzol, and everything else, the Pashtus, all the lavim apply, even Lagabi Anochri. The mitzvahs are say that you have to do Bimavakar Chayla, and you have to be Menachem Mavol, and you have to do a milas chesed to give mahalva when he needs. You have to help people out. So the pashtus is that the mitzvah says say should be on machaveh, right? Only unless you have a pasuk that says otherwise. Only apply when there's reciprocity. I'm mechuyev to do for you because you're mechuyev to do back for me. I'm mechuyev. Let's say I'm wealthy and you're poor, so I'm obligated to give you charity because someday in the future, either I or my children or my great grandchildren. Someone's going to be a poor person. That's what the Gemara comments on the pasuk that Anias is a galgal hachayza ba'olam. You don't have a family that's wealthy forever and ever. Every family suffers from poverty at some time or another. So the wealthy people are mechuyev to give charity to the poor, in exchange for which the poor are obligated to reciprocate in case the wealthy man will become poor, in case his descendants will become poor. So they're mechuyev to reciprocate. So the umas ha'olam are not mechuyev. Is not part of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Achsa. Since they're not mechuyev to give tzedaka back to us, and we're not mechuyev to give them in the first place. The lavim shebein al machaber, you don't need reciprocity. The lav, our lav is a lav. So the lavim shebein al machaber apply in legabi anochri also, unless you have a pasuk that's in mind. Let's say Loshon Hara. So let's say the kindergarten teacher happens to make a comment that this kid from the neighborhood is in my class. The kid acts like an idiot. He acts like a moron. So is that really going to ruin his chance for a good shidduch in the future? Because when he was in kindergarten, he acted like an idiot. Probably not going to, but the Torah has a din. You're not allowed to say Loshon Hara against another Jew, even in the side of the Chafetz Chaim Sefer. The premise of the whole Sefer is that the Issa Loshon Hara is because you may be mazik the person. He may ruin his life. So it's very far-fetched that by saying, and the kid is in kindergarten, or first grade, something like that, he's a wild Indian, he's a mishugana, that's going to ruin his shidduch, that's going to ruin his job in the future. But if it's a Jewish person, you're not allowed to. But if it's a guy, you're allowed to say, when he's in kindergarten, you're allowed to say. But let's say he's married, and I'm going to tell his wife that he's having an affair with someone else, that's going to ruin his marriage. Or I'm going to say such loshon hara, I'm going to ruin his whole parnasa. So then the pashtus says that there is an issa loshon hara against the goy. You're ruining his life. You're not allowed to ruin the life of an achri. The lavim ben odom ha-chaver apply even if the chaver is an achri. The dakas dik din of loshon hara is also even if it's far-fetched chashash. So that doesn't apply. That it says, l'selach rochel ba'mecha, ba'mecha is to the inclusion of the nochrim, the dakas dik form. But the real blatant Loshon Hara that's going to ruin the person's life, that applies even to Gabi HaNochri, Alpi Pashtus. The Lavim Iran Machaver apply. This is a discussion. One of the early Achrayim asked Akasha. The Gemara has a discussion at the end of Bava Kamma where the Gezalakum is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan. If by doing Gezalakum they catch you and they write you up in a newspaper, the Rabbi Shechter was caught cheating the government, so that's a Chil Hashem. So Chil Hashem for sure is an Issa Deraisa. And he probably will get caught. A lot of Jews are always caught, and they always write them up in a newspaper. So there certainly, Gezalakim certainly also, because it probably will lead to, may well lead to a Chil Hashem. So for sure that's us. What if it cannot lead to a Chil Hashem? Is it still us? So that's a Shaila, Machlekes, and Nigmara. Where Gezalakim is an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. So one of the Achronim is bothered with Akasha. How can Gezalakim be an Issa deraisa? The Torah was given to the Jewish people. So the later Achronim said, what kind of stupid question is that? The Torah was given to the Jewish people. We're not allowed to steal from a guy. Well, not allowed to kill a guy either. You're not chai misa if you kill a guy. A posse. You're not chai misa, but it still is an Issa b'tzicha. Pashto as it is. All of the lavim ben al machaver apply, even the gabi a guy. The mitzvah sesei, shem al machaver, and b'chiv, to go out of your way. So the Gemara says, mefarnes amani yakam amani yisam ipnei dak yisholim. The Gemara says, that's midirabbonim. Or you have to go be menachem ovol by the goyim, mipnei dak yisholim. That's not the chiv to do bikum v'yasei. Ben al machaver to the nochri, that's only midirabbonim, because there is no reciprocity, because you want a mechiv to do for others, and they mechiv to do back for you. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says in the Chumash, how does it say? Sachet tiftach asyotcha laniach leavyoncha biyartzecha ki biglal adab raza yivarechecha Hashem alakecha ki lo yechta levya mikerev ha'aretz. A whole bunch of psukim in the Chumash. So it says, the reason why you have to give tzedakah is ki lo yechta levya mikerev ha'aretz. We will never eradicate poverty. There will always be poverty. So that's the argument that the sociologists say why it does not make sense to give charity. What do you think you're going to solve the problem of poverty? You'll never solve the problem. Lo yechta levya, there will always be poor people. That's in the Sinas Tam why it does not make sense to give charity. Just the Moshel Amad Avadayma, let's say there's a dam preventing the water from coming and making a flood. So there's a hole in the dam. So I put my hand over there to stop the water. How long can I hold my hand over there? I'm not going to have to go to sleep sometime. Then there's another hole. So I put my other hand over there. Then there's a third hole. What are you going to do with the third hole? So what are you wasting your time? So that's the argument that the sociologists say. It doesn't make sense to give charity to the poor. It's impossible to eradicate poverty. So why does the Torah give that as the Nesinas Tam? Why you should give tzedakah? Then the Pasuk says, Pesach tiftach yot chalo, ki biglal adavar zeh yivarechecha Hashem alakecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward you. So the Gemara has a comment on ki biglal adavar zeh, that poverty, aniyus is a galgal hachayzeh ba'olam. Every family at some time or another is going to have poverty. Why did the Chazal make the comment on this Pasuk? Ki biglal galgal, because of the similarity in the word. Why on this Pasuk? So the Abarbanel, Rav Soloveitchik said over this pshat, the Abarbanel writes on their Pasuk, you're obligated to give charity to the poor because there's a reciprocal obligation, because the poor are obligated to give back to you. What do you mean? I'm a multimillionaire. I'm never going to need. The answer is no. Poverty is a galgalacha is a burden. Someday you may be in need. And someday your children or your grandchildren will be in need. So that's what the Chazal said. Ki lo yechta lev yemekerev aretz. There'll always be poverty. And someday you or your descendants may be poor, and you, just like you would want them to help you out, so you should help them out now when they are in need. And that's the yisayit of all of the mitzvahs ben al machavera. It's all the yisayit of all of the mitzvahs ben al machavera is reciprocity. The Gemara in Tainus, in the first Parak Tainus, has such a story that there was an old man who was planting a certain kind of a tree that took 70 years to grow, 7 years. So someone asked him, you plant the bee around him? He was already 70 years old. You plant the bee around another 70 years? So he says back with a straight face, when I was born into the world, there were these kind of trees here. The people in the earlier generation planted for us, and I feel I have to reciprocate, I have to give back to mankind. It's not giving back to the people in the earlier generation, but just like mankind did for me, I have to do back for mankind. So that's the insight of all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam HaVeiro. Reciprocity, that's the chiyuv to do b'kum b'yasei, mechuyv to be menachem olam by them. The Gemara has like that. The Gemara has the one who's kind enough to deliver a nice hespit, so when he dies, people will say a nice hespit when he dies. The one who's kind to others, he's menachem olam by them, so when later on, when he will die, or when his parents will die, they'll come to be menachem olam by him. Whoever does the mitzvah to others, mankind will reciprocate and they'll give it back to him. Chesed, when Yaakov Avinu wants Yosef to promise him that when he dies, he's going to bury him. You should bury me back in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, so Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, from Bereshit Rabbah, Chesed Shosim Im Amesim is called Chesed Shalemis. Chesed Shosim Im Achaim is not called Chesed Shalemis, because he mitzapa le tashlam schar. There's going to be reciprocity. Anytime I do a taiva to someone else who's alive, they're going to reciprocate. The Gemara says, if I danced at your wedding, when I get married, you're mechuyif to dance at my wedding. If I gave you a matana, you're mechuyif to give me a matana when I get married. And if you don't give me a matana, I can sue you in Bezin, and Bezin will make you give a matana. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Bava Basra. That the matonas that you give at the wedding is yotze b'dayanim. There's reciprocity there. It's self-understood. Whatever I do for others, they're mechuyif to do back for me. So that's where Abar Benela and not Pasuk, you know. That's why Chazal said, "I'm not pasuk ki lo yechda levi mekarvot." That's the reason why you are mechuyev to give tzedakah to the poor, because anias is a galgal achaz ba'olam. So some in the future, you may become poor, or your descendants may become poor, and you will want them to take care of your needs. So you mechuyev to do for others in exchange for which they mechuyev to do back for you. Anyway, so the shaila is here by the eved kanaini, pidyon shvuyim. The Gemara has later that Pidyon Shvuyim is considered a sotik pikuach nefoshes. The Gemara has, if you collect the money for the shul, it's tzedakah for the Beis HaKnesset. You're not allowed to use it for other purposes, but for Pidyon Shvuyim you're allowed to. Why? Even if they have the bricks and they have the wallpaper and everything, you're allowed to sell the bricks and the wallpaper and use the money that you get for Pidyon Shvuyim. How come? What is designated for this particular tzedakah? You're not allowed to be Mishanim in Tzedakah and Tzedakah. The answer is, the Gemara considers Pidyon Shvuyim a Sofek Pikuach Nefoshes. Today, let's say, to get someone out of prison, there are different kinds of prisons in the United States. If it's a federal prison with Daf Yomi and Glatt Kosher, that's like a vacation. They have a very easy life there. They give you, they serve, they take care of you very nicely. A state prisoner, you may get killed. State prison people get killed because the guards sometimes kill some of the prisoners, and the guards don't care if the prisoners fight with each other. Prison is dangerous. So some of the prisons, it's literally Pidyon Shvuyim, it's a Sotek Sakana Tefashis in the blessed America. In others, it's not. So, so the shaila is the rechi of Pidyon Shvuyim legabi and Eved Kanaini. Eved Kanaini is Jewish. So according to Tosfos, Eved Kanaini has a full kedushas Yisrael, the same as an isha. Full kedusha just has a ptur from mitzvah seser she'asmara a gram. According to the Rambam, he has a partial kedushas Yisrael. We respect the mitzvah seser she'asmara grama dina kenochri. He doesn't have a full din Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, the Gemara says, we learn gzeira shava lo me'isha. It says by Isha, because of Lo Sefer Grisus, and it says by the Eved Kanaani, Chufsha, it says by the Shivcha Kanaani, Chufsha La Nitan Lo. The Gemara has a Gzera Shava, Lo La Meisha. What do you learn from the Gzera Shava? The Gemara says, one thing you learn is that Eved Kanaani is only Chayv in Mitzvahs Ki Isha. He's not Mechuyiv. Eved Kanaani is not Mechuyiv to fulfill the Mitzvah Sesa Shehazman Grama. Another thing you learn out, Chufsha La Nitan Lo means the Shivcha Kanaani was not given as Shtar Shichra. So you learn out from that pasuk that just like a get isha has to be written l'shma, shtar shichra Eved Kanaani also has to be written l'shma. So this pasuk lo lo meisha, this gzera shava, tells you that Eved Kanaani is only chayv mitzvus ki isha, is not the that's our observation. He said the Gemara didn't mean to say that it's a perfect equation between Eved Kanaani and isha. The isha has a full kedushas Yisrael. With a ptur, if she doesn't want to do this magram, she doesn't have to, but if she wants to, she can say the bracha. And Rav Soloveitchik would always point out the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says, like Rav Chaim has in his sefer, the Rambam sheet is, Eved Kanaani does not have a full kedushas Yisrael. And when he becomes nishtachra, he wanted to become mechuyev in the rest of the mitzvahs, he needs a tefillah shniya min hatorah. He has to have the geirus, to be mashma geirus min hatorah. He always used to point out that people think that the Torah's attitude for the women, we treat the women the same as every Kenani. He says, it's not the same as every Kenani. The women have a full Kedushas Yisrael, and according to the Rambam, the every Kenani has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. There is a strong kasha that Rishonim ask, that Achronim work on. How did the Gemara learn out from Lola Meisha that a male Levit Kenani is only chai the mitzvahs ki isha, and he's potter from tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and shofar and lulav and so on, all his mangramas? That pasuk is talking about a female, shivcha kleine, she's a woman. That's a shivcha harufa. She is a woman. So of course she's potter from mitzvahs as a shaz mangrama. How do you see from Lola Meisha? It's talking about a shivcha harufa. It's talking about a female shivcha kleine. How do you see from that pasuk that a male Levi Kleine is also not chai b'mitzvah such as magrama? So the Tosfos Rid and Chagiga asked that kasha, but they don't really give a good answer. And in recent years, Rav David Karlina has chibra on the Rambam, Piskei Halachos it's called, on the Rambam Hilchos Ishus. So he works on that kasha a lot. I don't know what a good answer is. The kasha is whatever the answer. The kasha is better than the answers. Anyway, so the Gemara says, the Gemara in Gittin has a machlekes. Are the Jews mechuyev to do pinyon shvuyim for an eved kenani? So the Gemara claims that at one point the Gemara said it's a machlekes satanoi. So the simple reading of our Gemara sounds as if that's the shaila over here. Is there a chiyuv bein adam lachaveira to do things on behalf of the eved kenani? So Daniel was punished because he did a taiva from the Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a nochri. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So let him burn in Gehenna. You shouldn't try to save him. But the Shah is over here. Hurdus was an Eved Kenani. So the Gemara says one opinion is he's chai ben mitzvahs keisha. He has a Kedushas Yisrael, even if he only has a partial Kedushas Yisrael. But still he had a Kedushas Yisrael. So the Gemara says since he has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, so you mechuyev in Hashavas Aveiros. You mechuyev to help him get out of Gehenna. You mechuyev to help him. So that's why Bavin Babuta gave him an advice. Rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And the other suggestion was, no, maybe there's no mitzvah ben Adam HaChaveiro to help out the Neve Kenani because he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. But maybe the reason why there was no Aveira on the part of Bavin Babuta by giving this Eitz HaTeiva to Hurdus is because that's the only way the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built. You have to have. The Gemara gave two answers. He's Jewish. Hurdus had at least a partial kedushas yisrael. Chuyev and mitzvah said, "No, aveira to do hashavas aveira to help him out. But he shouldn't go to Gehenna." He boy say mishani Beis Hamikdash. Loy malchus, loy mizbeni. It just won't be built. So these were the two Lashonis and the Gemara. Is there a mitzvah to go out of your way to help an Eved Kenani? And he say, no, an Eved Kenani is like a Nochri. If he deserves to go to Gehenna, let him go. Yeah. The Gemara had here that this Hurdus, he killed all the Talmid HaChachamim, but he didn't kill Bava ben Buta because he said that someday he's going to need some advice. Yeah. So then the Bavin Bebuta, the one whom he kept alive, he saw to it in a nice way that he should cause him to become blind. Big time. He left Bavin Bebuta alive, but he caused him to lose his eyesight. So then the Gemara says, one fine day, Hurdus strikes up a conversation with Bavin Bebuta without telling him that he's Hurdus, HaMelech. So he said, this miserable king that we have, talking about himself, this miserable king, we should curse him, we should get rid of him. Bava Babuta is very careful. He never says anything negative against the Melech. So then he says, you have to be Mechabed, Bava Babuta, you have to be Mechabed the Melech. So then Hurdus says, but it says, Nasi B'Yamcha Loi Sor, you shouldn't curse. The Melech, Nasi means the Melech. The Rambam, I think the Ramban HaChumash has a suffix whether Nasi includes also the Rosh HaSanhedrin or it only includes the Melech. The Rambam writes that Nasi B'Yamcha Loi Sor includes both the Rosh HaSanhedrin and the Melech, but the Ramban HaChumash is misupik about it. There's a din of Sor Nasi. If an individual Jew is Machal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, or he eats on Yom Kippur B'Shoigeg, or he eats Chametz B'Pesach B'Shoigeg, a person does one of the creases, a person violates an Avera, Sheish Bokoris, he violated Avera B'Shogig. So the rule is kosher, Zonokoris, Sheyos Achatos. If a person does an Avera B'Shogig, which if he would have done the Avera B'Mezeg, would have been Chayv Koris, then we have to bring a Korban Chatos. So it depends who he is. If he's a Hedyot, a plain person, then he brings Kizbo with Sira. And if he's the Kohen Gadol, so he brings Par Kohen Gadol, he brings Dafke, a different kind of a carbon. And if he's the Nasi, so he brings Soya Nasi. So who is the Nasi? So the Gemara says only the Melech. The Rosh Hashanedrin is not included in that Parsha of Soya Nasi. The Gemara in Horvius gives a special reason, because the Parsha seems to say it's only the top man in Kohen Gadol. The top man is the Melech. The Rosh Hashanedrin has the Melech on top of him. So with respect to the din of Soya Nasi, that the Nasi who did an Aver Sheish B'Korvis B'Shoigig is not Miskapa B'Kiz B'Osira, he has to bring a special Soyer Nasi, a Soyer. So that thing Gemara says that only applies to the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Ramban thinks that, the Rambam holds that shows that whenever the word Nasi appears, it includes both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin, both considered Nasi. Over there you have a Miut, that the Rosh Hashanah is not included in the Parsha of Soyer Nasi. But by cursing, there is no Pasuk. And the Ramban HaChumash is Mesuklik about that. He's not sure. Yeah. So the Nasi B'Amcha Lo Yisar goes on the Melech, for sure. The Rambam has a din. If I curse any Jew, you get Malkus. If I curse a Jew who has Smicha, then you're in violation of the Pasuk. Elohim Lo Sikalel. So Elikim is both Kodesh and Chol. One is Megadeth Es Hashem in the violation of Elikim Lo Sikalo. One curses a Dayan who has Smicha. Today nobody has real Smicha. But Bizman that they had real bona fide Smicha. One in Mekalo Adam Yisrael who has Smicha violates two Averis. Lo Sikalo Cherish, you're not allowed to curse a person even if he's deaf and he can't hear what you're saying and you're hurting his feelings. You're not allowed to curse a fellow Jew. And if the fellow Jew has smicha, then you get twice malchus. And what if it happens to be my father? Then the Rambam says you get a third malchus. And what if my father happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin? He has, not only does he have smicha, he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Then he says you get four times malchus. You get once malchus because less of Kala Cherish, Mekala Odom Yisrael, and once you get malchus because of Mekala Lova V'Imoy, and once because he happens to have smicha, and once because he happens also to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Rambam quotes it from a Mechilta like that, get four times Malkus. The Mefarshim ask on the Rambam that the lava Mekala Lova V'Imoy is usually has Misa. So that's a Lav Shenit Las Horas Misa's Ben. Let's say somebody's Mechal Shabbos. He's Chayv Skila. So we like him though, so we don't want to give him Skila. So we warn him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, because we're going to bring it to Bez, and we're going to give you Malkus. We're not going to give you a Misa because we like you, but we're going to give you a Malkus. So then the Gemara said, there's a Machlekes HaTanai, we pass, and you can't give Malkus. A Lav Shenitna L'Asaras Misa's Bezdin, you don't get Malkus. So this one also, here there's a Din, L'Kala Lav V'Himla is Chayv Misa. How can you get the fourth time Malkus because my father? So the Mechilta could be that it goes like the other Tana. There was a Tana in the beginning of the third Perek and Makkas, Perek Elohein Aloikin. There's one Tana who denies this klal. He holds that a lap shenit l'asaras mizud bezin is like a molad. If they gave him hasra, don't be machal shabbos, or we'll give you malchus, so the bezin will give him malchus, but we don't pass him like that. So how can the Rambam quote this mechilta? The fellow cursed his own father, and it's because his father's Jewish, and his father has smicha, and his father's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and what was the other one? He's Adam Yisrael, and it's his father, and he has smicha and the Rosh HaSanhedrin, so he gets four times malchus. How can it be four times malchus? Because Adam Yisrael gets smicha. So the way we paskin, it doesn't get malchus. That's so the Mefarshim asked that kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam's quoting this from a Mechilta. Mechilta seems to be going with the other Shita. Shouldn't paskin like that. Also, the Rambam is surprising. Where is there a lav and Mekala Lova V'Imoy? So it's the same pasuk, less than Kala Cherish. But the Rambam counts it twice. The Rambam is upset that the Bahag and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Sefer HaLochas Gedolos, is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Bahag counts the Lav of Loisinov three times. Why three times? Because if you mezana with an Eish Hashish who's an Arusa, this Gila, if you mezana with a Baskoyen, then it's Reifa, if you mezana with an Esua, then it's Chenek. So since there are three different punishments, I must be that it's three different Lavim. It's only one Pasuk in the Aseret Zedek, it says Loisinov once. So the Rama makes fun of the Bahag. How does he take one Pasuk and count it three times? It's one Pasuk is only one Lav. Just because you have three different Onshim, there's not a reason why you should count the love three times. It's one love, not to be mezana with an ish ish. So the Ramban points out the Rambam violates his own klal. The Ramban has two mitzvahs, but the Rambam has it. Mishlei Malach points out another two mitzvahs. So one of the two mitzvahs that the Ramban quotes is the pasuk lo sikal l'cheresh. So lo sikal l'cheresh means you're not allowed to curse any Jewish person, even if he can't hear, even if he doesn't feel bad. He's not insulted because he doesn't hear what you're saying. You're not allowed to curse any Jew. Included in the pasuk is they're not allowed to curse over the imay. But it's only one pasuk. So how does the Rambam count it twice in the minyan on mitzvahs? Because sometimes it gets malchus and sometimes it gets misa. But that's what the Rambam himself disagreed with the Bahag. He said just because Lesinav sometimes gets skila, sometimes gets srefa, sometimes gets chenek, is not a valid reason that it should be counted by the Bahag three times. So what does the Rambam do by Losa Kalacherish? He himself counts it twice. And there's a good explanation. But that's a discussion. Anyway, so what does the Gemara say here? There's a din. Normally there's a din. Nasi bi'amcha loisa, you're not allowed to curse. Orur is a klala. You're not allowed to curse the melech. You're not allowed to curse the melech. So that's what Bava ben Buta said. Hurdis ha-melech blinded Bava ben Buta, and he's striking up a whole conversation. Doesn't let on that he's heard this. So he says, why don't you curse the king? So he says, you're not allowed to. Bava ben Buta is not allowed to curse the king. Because he said, Nasa bi'amcha v'isa. So Hurdis says, it's only v'isa ma'isa amcha. The Torah of Alpeh has a drasha. Nasa bi'amcha v'isa, only v'isa ma'isa amcha. If the melech is a bala v'era, so the lab doesn't apply. So Bava ben Buta says, I'm afraid. But it seems that whenever the melech is not oisem maisa amchataka, there is no issa to be mekalohim. So this is a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. How far do you go with this din of oisem maisa amcha? Some of the din and beirad machavera don't apply if the other fellows ain't oisem maisa amcha. Let's say kibur aviyim. There was once years ago. There was a student in Nishiv. His father was a prominent conservative rabbi. And they were honoring him, the Rabbinic Assembly, the organization of conservative rabbis, were honoring this boy's father because he's such a wonderful conservative rabbi. So should the son go to the dinner? Is he allowed to go to the dinner to be mechaber his father for being such a wonderful conservative rabbi that is ripping apart the Jewish religion? So to be mechaber him for the things that he does that are wrong, that for sure you're not allowed to do. That's Chanifa L'Rishayim. The Gemara has all sugi and saita. When you pat the Rosh on the back and you mechabit him, let's say the Rosh gives a lot of money to the yeshiva. And then we make him the guest of honor. But he's married to a Nachris. And there was a famous case in out of town, in the Midwest, there was a famous case. The guest of honor at the annual dinner of the Kollel was married to a non-Jewish woman. So his wife got up at the dinner. She said, out of respect for her husband's religion, she's donating $100,000 from her own personal money to the kollel. So that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. The Balabatim decided to disband the whole kollel, because the rabbi, the head of the kollel, was always mechabed all the rich people who are Balei Avera. So this mamash achil Hashem, out of respect for her husband's religion, she's giving $100,000 to the kollel. They chased him out of town. The head of the kollel is a meshugan. I remember him. He's a classmate of mine. He's always a Meshuggah. That's a din of Chanifa L'Rashayim. You're not allowed to be Mechabed a Rasha and pat him on the back and say, wonderful, everything is wonderful. Keep on being Mechal Shabbos. Live with your non-Jewish wife. As long as you donate money to Yeshiva, all the sins will be forgiven. That's what you're implying. All the Averis will be forgiven. That's Lifnei Velesit the Mechshol. By being Mechabed the Rasha. That's called Chanifa L'Rashayim. By being mechabed in Russia, in a certain sense, you're encouraging him to keep on leading his life like that. Yeah. So to be mechaber, the boy should be mechaber his father, because the rabbinic assembly is honoring him as being the most prominent conservative rabbi of the year. That probably he's not allowed to go to that dinner. But what about Stam when he goes home? His parents kept kosher. He had a kosher home. Is there a mitzvah of kibud aviyim if aviv roshem, if the father does averus? That's a famous machlek. Is the Rambam in the Torah? The Rambam says that the din of kibud aviyim even applies if aviv roshem. And the Torah asks, but it's ain't oisa maisa amcha. The Gemara said beferish in the beginning of Perek Ezel Neshech. The Gemara said beferish that there's no din of kibud aviyim whenever the father is ain't oisa maisa amcha. So that's a question. What does the Rambam do with that Gemara? How far do you go with this pasuk? Ain't oisa maisa amcha. There's no din of to be mechaber the other people. Let's say a person dies, and the person dies was not an observant Jew. He was not an observant Jew. So strictly speaking, the din is that you don't observe Avelos. So it's a big question, to what extent is he non-observant Jew? I remember when I was a student in high school, there was a balabas. There used to be a lot of Jews in this neighborhood. There used to be a balabas. He was an older person. He davened in shul every day, Shachris Pincha Mayrev. He was always a Shema Mitzvahs. And his children, he had a son and a daughter. Each one married a religious. They married very nicely. I never knew what he did for a living. I didn't know what any of the Balabatim did for a living. After he died, it came out that what he did, his parnasa was, he used to smuggle things into the United States, diamonds and all kinds of things, without paying any taxes. And after he died, his two children divided the Yerusha. He had a son and a daughter. They divided the Yerusha, and each one bought a home in Muncie. They became wealthy. He was a very rich man. He did Averus. So that's a guy who's a professional ganav. So strictly speaking, it says you don't observe Avelos. The children don't have to advertise to the world that their father was a smuggler. So they faked an Avelos, and they observed Avelos. But many poskim say that you don't observe Avelos. That's a shot. To what extent is it? What do you call it? It's a maisa amcha. Only if he violates Isuri Kores, or even no, he eats treifus. He eats basa b'cholov. He doesn't eat chela v'dam. He eats basa b'cholov. Or he smuggles, or he gambles. He's a professional ganav. That's a big question. To what extent do you apply this klal of eino isa maisa amcha, that there are no mitzvahs should be in olam hachaverim? There's a question in the Shulchan Aruch also, is there a mitzvah to give tzedakah to a Russian, a person who's not observing? So in Shulchan Aruch it says there's no mitzvah, and the Bi'ur HaGra disagrees. He thinks that there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah even to the Russian. So years ago, the Maskilim were writing a lot about the Vilna Gaon. I think it was the 100th anniversary of his death. Vilna Gaon died in the late 1700s and the late 1800s. When they were observing the 100th anniversary of his death. So the Maskilim wrote a lot of essays, and one of them wrote how great the Vilna Gaon was, that he was so open-minded that he says that there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah even to us, even to that person. Yeah. That's a question. How far do you go with this? Eino isa maisa amcha, so which dinim? You don't have all the chiyuvim on machaver. Okay. Well, Inetta, tomorrow I'm prepared to start the next Mishnah. I'm not going to spend time on this chazis. We don't have a chazis anymore. So I'd like to start the next Mishnah. Are people up to me? Should I talk about Rosh Hashanah? Everybody knows about Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat. Okay. Either tomorrow, either I'll talk about Rosh Hashanah, the next Mishnah, I'm dollar on the base. Good.